BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Charlotte, we up one. Y'all make sure y'all go download that the baby album right now. Kurt is out now. Boy, that thing, whoa, boy, that thing fire. Hotter than fish grease. Make sure you go download that as you wake up this morning. Ride to work with that one this morning. Nicki Minaj on the album. Chance the Rapper on the album. Kevin Gates on the album. He on the album. Stunner from Vegas on the album. Lil Baby on the album. Boy, that thing fire. Hotter than fish grease. Kirk out right now, man. Make sure y'all go download that. Snow Lip and Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for y'all. 69 degrees right now. High today is going to be right near 91. Nothing but sunshine in the forecast. No chance of rain. Y'all know it's going to be crazy tonight. Friday night lights, we're invading. Harden High School tonight. It's going to be on fire tonight, just like the Madhouse is on fire this morning. First off, don't forget, in about 1 hour and 6 minutes, we got a special announcement. You don't want to miss this one. Coming up at 7 o'clock. Whoa! Big announcement from Power 98 from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Make sure you stick around for that. We got Jermaine Dupri on the Madhouse this morning. We got presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren on the Madhouse this morning. We got Naeem and the Plastic Cup Boys on the Madhouse this morning. We got Boots Durango on the Madhouse this morning. Also on the Madhouse this morning, we got Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Charlotte, we up one. What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling in the morning?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
You ready?
Ready to do it. Let's do it.
It's a what?
Friday fun day.
And the Madhouse is full. I don't think we can fit no nobody on the schedule. That's right. No more body.
You know who you left out?
Who I left out?
You left out the cheerleaders. We got cheerleaders this morning.
We can't fit nobody else on the schedule today.
We got cheerleaders.
They in the building.
We kicking it off.
Which cheerleader sliding through today?
I believe it is, hold on, let me check my calendar. It is Mountain Island Charter.
Oh, yeah. I like them folk over there at Mountain Island Charter. What's up to my homeboy Will and Jerry over there at Mountain Island Charter? They coach basketball over there. And my boy Dante Henderson, he coach football over there. What's up, y'all? All right, so we're going to be joined by those cheerleaders. They'll be joining us in our 6 o'clock hour. Also, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, we're dropping that Madhouse question of the morning. And we're going to talk to Jermaine Dupri. All right, also in the Madhouse. He on the Madhouse today. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Charlotte,
good
America.
Good morning.
Everybody in
good
Charlotte,
morning.
America. Everybody
good
in
morning.
Charlotte, America. Charlotte, we up one.
Foes
Charlotte,
up.
America.
Foes up. Good morning.
What's up, Big Back Burger?
What? Really? Don't stop me this early there.
You know that's your name.
Don't stop. No,
that
it's not.
That is your new nickname.
No, it's not.
Yes,
I'm not claiming that one.
Everybody call you that now.
Nope. No, everybody don't call me that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Toodles, I hate you.
By the time I finish, everybody
I want
you
to know, Toodles, I hate your guts.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot wrong with it.
Big Mac Burp. It's got a nice little ring to it.
Wait till the mics go off. What's
going to happen?
We going to fight.
I don't think you want to fight me today.
We fighting today.
I got bail money in my pocket.
I got some in my pocket.
I got my bondsman on standby.
The baby album on repeat. I feel like going to jail right now.
You know, and every other song, he talk about that pistol he got. Then guess what I got?
Guess what I got?
I just went and bought a chopper last night.
What's wrong with y'all this morning?
Hey, Queen. How you doing,
going
Queen?
On?
It's that baby album. It make you act like that, Jessica.
Damn.
That Kirk album make you act like that.
Morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning.
You looking wonderful and queenish.
Thank you. I appreciate
Girl,
it.
Man.
All right, now.
Like it natural.
What you do last night? Gone.
Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, he don't do nothing with his life.
All right, man, let's get started.
With your inspirational power word. I slap.
Get your inspirational word. What is it now?
Huh?
What's the inspirational word?
I'm going to show you in a minute. I'm going to give you some inspiration. Hey, man, Pastor R.J. Davis, Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Really, the start. Power 98.
Another Blair the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Today's high is going to be right in 91. 69 degrees on your way out the house right now. And, of course, no rain in the forecast, just nothing but sunshine. And if you're going out to a Friday night football game, you're going out to Friday night lights tonight, but your game time temperature should be right around 74 degrees tonight as you're out there for Friday night lights. Lizzo the Baby, Truth Hurts the remix coming up. You know, we got a special announcement at 7 o'clock, and right after this we got your Madhouse question of the morning. Bombay. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning. Madhouse 607, 7 minutes out at 6 o'clock. Lizzo the Baby, Truth Hurts. Speaking of the baby, boy, you know the album drop. Kirk is out right now. Go and download that wherever you download music, on your Apple Store, your iTunes Store, or either on your Play Store, on your Android, or wherever you download music at. Boy, go get that one. That thing fire. Phones up, baby. Put the phones up. We up one. All right, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse question of the day. It's brought to you by our birthday club. If you're not a member of Power 98's email club, you need to be. Go to power98fm.com and sign up right now. Because on your birthday, we want to celebrate and send you some great offers from our amazing friends like Fun Day Party Rentals. Happy birthday in advance from Charlotte's plug, we the plug, Power 98. All right, using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, if there was a teacher that you could slap, who would you slap?
What? Alfie from second grade.
Oh, okay.
That's why you don't like Miss Alfie. Yo.
Alfie? I might slap her just because her name is Alfie.
Why would you slap Miss Alfie?
That was her first name. Her first name was Miss Alfie. Her first name was Alfie.
Alfie?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you slap Miss Alfie?
Oh, she was mean. And I went to a private school.
Yeah.
Where they could spank you.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a spank? Oh, yeah.
They could spank you with a belt and things like that.
Oh, a belt? Oh, they didn't use a ruler?
No, they used a belt? Yeah, they could use a belt.
Oh, wow. They need to put that back in school.
They need to put that back in school ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, Miss Alfie, she was a... She...
I don't like her for you, Jessica. Mr. Height, 5th grade, couldn't stand his tall ass.
Why? I didn't,
because he ain't like me and my brother.
I can see that.
Shut up, Larry. He thought, like, especially when we did the song and we made the video and we had the whole school. He was one of them dudes that just thought that we were better than everybody else.
Y'all probably
else.
Did.
No,
you
we
still
did
think
not.
You better than people.
No. To be telling people these lies.
Plus, y'all had a little head and big teeth. He probably was scared.
No, we had big head and big teeth.
But listen, I seen the video.
I had to grow into my teeth.
He still ain't.
Shut up, man. Just because you got a little head. Shut up. Who your teacher?
You know what? I had a great rapport with all my teachers, so it's not too many of them that I would want to slap. But there is one, though. And it's just because he used to just get on my nerves. You know, 12th grade, you're a senior. You ain't, you know, you're just trying to coast it out. You know, by the time you get to 12th grade, you done made all good grades all through school. You just trying to coast it out, just trying to make it to graduation. And he just kept giving us projects after projects after projects. And then I turned in my project, and he had
What is his name?
Shut up. And he has... He has something smart to say about it. Mr. Harris, he used to wear these big Coke bottle glasses. I slapped the glasses off his face.
Golly, okay.
You
got PTSD?
No, do you got PMS?
Mr. Harris.
Hey, listen, for both of you all, I'm not going to do this all morning with you all arguing back and forth.
Man, I'm going to give
smack both of y'all. Calm down.
Jesse gave us soliloquy. I want to give mine too.
I ain't give it. No.
You what?
I ain't give it. Now.
But yeah, Mr. Harris, man, 12th grade history. How do we comment on this? How do we comment on
this? You vote on you let us know on our Instagram pages. At Hey Miss Jessica is going to be in my story. At I Am No Limit Larry. At I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. Who is the teacher that you had? Now you can. If you could, you I would got smack to, I, what the crap out of
I got to ask DJ Sharp.
Uh-oh.
If you got a teacher back in the day, you would slap. Name and what grade?
Currently, I'm enrolled in CPCC, and I can give you one now.
Y'all know, man. These folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
621 here in the Queen City. It's official. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be headlining the Super Bowl this year. Pepsi officially spilled the beans by declaring it was J-Lo and Shakira's first time together on stage. Super Bowl. The Super Bowl will go down on February 2nd, 2020 at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Let's get into this music from Megan Thee Stallion featuring the babies called Cash Hits here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
Yeah, I'm in my bag.
Hey, he say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Power 98 WPHG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, man, it is a chilly to Friday inside the Madhouse. And of course, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, we got a huge, announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. And right after the chilly, this man coming up right around 6:50. We're going to be talking to Jermaine Dupri. He's got this brand new show. It's actually wrapping up. He's going to call in to tell us all about it inside the Madhouse. Right about now, though, you know that Madhouse question of the day is underway. What is it, Burp?
That question is, what teacher would you go back and slap? Or if you in school now.
Nah, y'all better not.
Teacher would you slap?
I'm going to tell you something right now. Y'all got these teachers in school today messed up. You going to mess around and try to slap one of them teachers today, and it's going to end up.
You know what?
It's going to end up bad for you.
Our question yesterday was about the mental health screening for public students.
Yes.
And somebody put a comment later on my page, and it was a good comment. They said, no, I don't agree to it. They said, do the teachers also have to get the screening? Because some of them ain't in their right mind either. So why would my baby have to do it if the teachers don't have to do it?
Hey, listen.
And which I thought was a valid point.
That is a valid point. All
but
right.
Today, who would you slap?
What teacher would you go back and slap? You said.
I said Mr. Height, fifth grade, Bowling Green Elementary in Virginia. I hate him.
Jessica?
I like to switch mine.
Again?
I like to add on another teacher.
Jessica.
She was one of my college professors. Her name was Miss Bowman.
Oh, I remember her. She used to work here, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. Jessica hated her. I was like, Jessica, what did she do to you?
Jessica need to see a counselor.
Nope, didn't like that, huh?
I don't even want to go now.
Don't go to commercial,
yeah,
man.
You know
we'll see if we still got jobs.
Yeah, thank you.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
It's on there. We in the building.
It's all available at power98fm.com.
Hey, I can tell you one thing, man. Listen, if you want to sell a home, you do not have to put a for sale sign in your front yard. You do not have to hold an open house. You know what you can do? You can do like I told all my homeboys to do like I did. Log on to opendoor.com/my offer. That's right, opendoor.com/my offer. Now, I did it because I'm thinking about selling my home and getting into a new one. So I logged on so I could tell you how the process works. Listen, you log on, you put your information in, and it takes about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes to get through the whole process.
Yep, it's very, very easy. And the best part about Open Door, well, there are a lot of great things about Open Door, but one of the best parts is that when you're asked those questions, a lot of that information is automatically there, so you don't have to know it like the square footage. They have a lot of that information already input. All you got to do is put your address in. Just go try it out. Absolutely no obligation. You might be lowballing yourself. Opendoor.com/my offer.
That's what I love. I love the no obligation. Like if you don't like it or if you do like it, you don't have to act on it. Just no obligation. Just go see, you know, what it's all about. Opendoor.com/my offer. Tell them No Limit Larry.
And Miss Jessica, the girl next door, sing.
Offer eligibility varies.
October 4th in the Bojangles Coliseum.
WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B is Nella Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all know what today is.
It's Chilly Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
You know what happens each and every Friday in the Madhouse. We have cheerleaders from the Carolinas live. And today, we have the ladies from Mountain Island Charter. Hello, ladies. Yes, they are live in the Madhouse. If you want to see them do their thing, you know we are live on Facebook and on Instagram at Power98FM. You ready, ladies? All right, let's do it.
You don't want none, but come get some.
Breakfast! Green and blue! You don't want none, but come get some.
Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. All right, you're 9 minutes away from our big announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. Make sure you tap in, baby. Tap in because we're going to, we got a good one today. We got a big announcement for y'all coming up right at 7 o'clock. Right about now, though, is more from the Mountain Island Cheerleaders.
It's Cheerleader Friday with Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
That's right. We are still live on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM with the Mountain Island Cheerleaders. Make some noise, ladies. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Rock it, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready to throw down? To throw down? Are you ready? Come on, to throw down. To throw down. Rock, rock it.
Here on Power 98, and of course, coming up, we're going to be talking to Jermaine Dupri. But right now, let's meet these ladies from Mountain Island Charter, baby.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I'm a senior in high school.
My name is Taylor, and I'm also a senior in high school.
My name is Sydney, and I'm also a senior.
Hey, guys, my name's Trinity, and I'm a senior in high school.
Hey, my name is Madison, and I'm a senior in high school.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and I'm a senior in high school.
Hi, my name is India, and I'm a junior in high school.
Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm a junior in high school.
Hi, my name is Jaden, and I'm a ninth grader in high school.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah, and I'm a sophomore in high school.
Hi, my name is Destiny, and I'm a junior in high school.
Hi, I'm Kennedy, and I'm a junior.
Is that all of them? Yes, ma'am. Okay, but we can't forget about the coaches.
Man.
Come on.
Hi, everybody. This is Nikki Wallace, coach of the Mountain Island Varsity Cheer Squad.
Hey, 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 hey. You see the shoulders? Yes. You see the shoulders?
Hey, listen, if you have a cheer squad out there in the Carolinas, you come in, trying to come hang out with us for Cheerleader Friday, send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And Madhouse has two D's. Don't forget, the big announcement is on the way, 7 a.m.
Pod 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know who it is. No Limit Larry in the Morning.
That wakes the crowd up.
Jermaine Dupri, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking in with us, big homie. We appreciate you.
This is WPEG, Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's the 1G for Me contest.
I mean, where should I really even start?
Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 7 o'clock, we told y'all to lock it in. We told y'all to tap in with the Madhouse at 7 o'clock. We got a special announcement, and here it is, like a here it go. I'm going to tell y'all what right now. Y'all been waiting on this. Y'all been sitting back. Y'all been waiting on it. Yeah. Y'all been asking for it.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my talents. I'm just kidding.
Yes!
Oh.
You're not leaving?
Not yet.
Announce it.
Oh, go ahead, Larry. Oh, me?
7 a.m. Come on now.
You tell him.
Now, let's all tell him on a count of three. His new album dropped today.
Yes, it did.
Everybody is already streaming it, downloading it.
Come on now.
And your plug station is bringing him to you.
Yeah. When?
It's going down.
Going down.
December 5th.
December 5th.
It is who?
The
one,
baby.
Two, three.
The baby. The baby. The baby. The baby.
Oh.
What?
You know, he
we
said
we should have practiced this.
Yeah,
this was
yeah,
this terrible.
Yes,
but ladies and gentlemen, the baby is coming to the Queen City. Power 98 is bringing him to you. Bojangles Coliseum, December 5th. He is gonna be there. The baby, the baby, the baby, the baby, putting on for the Queen City. You know what I'm talking about?
Winterfest, baby. That's how we doing it for you.
Winter block party definitely going down. Y'all don't want to miss it. The coldest block party in the city.
Mm-hmm. You know how we do it during the summer.
Yeah,
bringing it to you in the winter, baby.
The biggest win. And listen, I can tell y'all this. This is all I can say. We adding somebody else. That's all I'm gonna say. But we got the baby.
He's definitely official. Other people on the show.
He's definitely coming home. His homecoming concert. We the only ones that got tickets. You can't get tickets nowhere else. I'm gonna say this again. You can't get tickets nowhere else. No other radio station has tickets. We're the only ones that got tickets. You can buy them. You can the other radio stations can buy tickets. But we're gonna be the only radio station giving out official tickets for the Winter Block Party starring the baby. The
you
baby.
You know why
the baby.
We're the only station that's giving them out? Because we the only station that's doing it, baby. We the plug. We the only station that's bringing the baby to the Carolinas.
That's right. Homecoming concert, December the 5th. Tickets get ready to go on sale real soon. Charlotte's plug, man. You know what it is. The London. You know what? Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I got to stop that. I got to stop that. Cut that off. Cut that off. I got to. We don't announce the baby. I got to play some baby. I got to play some baby, big dog. You know what I mean? I got to play some baby. The baby, the baby, the baby, the baby. You know what I mean? Let's go. Album out today. Make sure you go download it. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98. Let's go with it.
I say only 21.
Take that off.
Oh, Lord. Jesse made another one.
Hey, I say only 21 and she a savage. So bad she made my head look average. I'm talking nasty. I call him my little baby. She call me daddy.
Defo got hit his no cap.
722 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Candy Burris has a lot to celebrate. Gonna let you know what's going on in her life. French Montana has been named the first ambassador of something pretty big. Got details about that. And Lil Wayne can't stay out of trouble. Going to let you know what's going on with him. Someone is up next to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who is it?
Tyler Perry.
All right. Who is it, Bert?
Oh. Pinky.
The porn star?
Yeah, she's just great acting. It's amazing. It's outstanding.
Find out who's getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I hate them.
Coming up next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Let's get to this music from the baby. If you haven't heard his new album drop today, it's called Kirk. But this one should here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98.
Packing the mail, it's gone.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. I've got your nosy neighbor news for Friday, September 27th, being brought to you by the Miami Pop Beach Festival. Log on to power98fm.com to register for a trip to Miami Beach Pops Festival. It goes down November 8th through the 10th, featuring Chance the Rapper, The Roots, T-Pain, and more. You're going to stay at the luxurious Conrad Miami, courtesy of Hilton Hotels, and get round-trip air transportation, courtesy of Visit Florida. Log on to power98fm.com right now for your chance to win. The baby's new album, Kirk, is here. And it features a plethora of artists, including Nicki Minaj, the Migos, Kevin Gates, Chance the Rapper, Lil Baby, and Moneybagg Yo. The baby has done a lot of features in 2019. I want to know which one is your favorite one. Hit me up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Candy Burris has a lot to celebrate. The singer just landed a reoccurring role on the Showtime series, The Chi. In addition to that, she and her husband are expecting another child via surrogate. So congratulations to their family. Looks like Lil Wayne can't stay out of trouble. A man by the name of Ramen Nathan is suing Weezy for breach of contract and fraud. Word is the rapper has allegedly been making phony companies and booking
fake concerts. When Wayne was served with the suit, there was no response, so the judge issued a default judgment in the man's favor for $150,000. Larry, you were absolutely correct. Tyler Perry is up next to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No, it's not pinky burping. The actor and director will receive the star in the motion pictures category on October 4th, which is about 4 days before he opens his brand new studio on October 5th. Guest speakers for his ceremony have not been named yet, but we're thinking Taraji, Sicily, or maybe even Oprah. We'll see.
Or Madea.
Wouldn't that be funny? Yeah, all right. French Montana has officially been named the first ambassador of I Stand With Immigrants. The campaign highlights empowering immigration stories and the ways immigrants have positively contributed to the country. French immigrated from Morocco to New York City as a child. Happy birthday to Lil Wayne and Trick Daddy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98. The morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica just told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about the baby. She said he dropped his brand new album today. What is the name of the album? And name me three people featured on the album. 570-WPEG. First call through. Correct answer. You going to the North Carolina A&T homecoming concert? To celebrate National Coffee Day on September the 29th.
He think he a gangster. He probably still slanging 3A.
Power 98 winner block party. The only station giving away tickets. Official tickets for this concert is us because it's our concert. The coldest block party of the winter, man, is definitely going down December the 5th at Bojangles Coliseum. Starring the baby, the baby, the baby. And, of course, coming up, we got a hashtag Larry Mad. But before we get to that, we got to do our other hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD, our Madhouse question of the day, which was what today, Bert?
The question of the day is, if there's a teacher that you would slap, who would you slap? Which one of your old teachers would you slap?
Older current.
Or current. If there's one that you would like to slap now, DJ Shark said he...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I had one. I said my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Height. Couldn't stand him.
And I said my 12th grade teacher, Mr. Harris, my history teacher. I slap his glasses off. And who you got, Jessica?
I'd like to change mine.
Again?
Again, Jessica? Damn.
You went to light school? I mean, what's going on?
At all?
No secret. No secret. No, let's see. It would be between? It would be between Miss Alfie in second grade and Miss Bowman in college.
Oh, you're not changing the third time.
No. I mean, I can, but I'll keep it the same because y'all made me feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
How do we answer the question? How we doing the conversation?
On our Instagram page is at Hey Miss Jessica. It's going to be in my story. At I Am No Limit Larry. At I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8788.
We play your responses back at 9:20. And, of course, you know what time it is. It's time for hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I Am No Limit Larry.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Thank you, little plug on the intro. Hey, you know what? Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Make sure you log on to power98fm.com and upload a picture of your pumpkin, whether it's your best friend, a special person, or a four-legged friend. Upload it right now for your chance to win a Dunkin' gift card. All right, listen up. Larry is mad today. This ain't no story. Today, I'm just mad at anybody out there doing dumb stuff. Anybody out there doing dumb stuff, you know what? Because a lot of times, we as men and we as women, we get involved and get attracted to dumb stuff. And it leads to us, well, some people, it leads to them taking somebody else's life behind something completely stupid, something that, you know, that just could have been solved if you had a simple conversation. You know, like I was reading this story the other day and found out that these two young men got into it behind something so petty, and one of the young men ended up losing their life. And, you know, this has been happening in and around our city all year long, to the point that we're up to almost 85 murders this year. And most of them are all behind something petty. At some point in time, you just got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I've been at that point where I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And everybody got to step up to the plate, and everybody got to do something about it. So this is my plea to everybody to take a step back, take a deep breath, and stop being petty. Stop getting involved in petty stuff that is leading to ending somebody else's life. And sit back and just have a conversation, man, and live for another day. That's it. That's all I got today. Hashtag Larry Mad. Coming up, Incognito is live in the kitchen. And, of course, you already know how we do it in our 8 o'clock hour. Burby's got his thoughts. It's 5.98.
This report brought to you by Burke's Outlet, the grand opening.
Expose him up. Hold up. You know he got that thing on them.
Hey.
I don't care about this chain.
Kirk out right now. We the plug. Hey, all I can say is December the 5th.
Everybody know
the Power 98 winter block party. You want to be in the building. December the 5th. The Power 98 winter block party. Starring the baby. We calling this homecoming concert the coldest block party of the winter, December the 5th, Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale October 11th. Hey, man, I ain't even got to say no more. You better go get your tickets is all I can say. Don't ask me for none either. All right, Burby, what you got for me?
All right, it's Friday, Larry. People don't like me talk about certain stuff, but guess what? I don't care. This is what I need y'all to do. I need you to keep that same energy. Say, keep that same energy, Larry.
Keep that same energy.
Y'all, ladies, I'm talking to y'all today. I'm talking to y'all. Y'all be talking nasty all damn day while you at work. Yep. You be sending me text messages, sending me naked pictures. Now that Megan be rapping, I don't even know if the naked pictures you sending me is of you. But when you get home, I've been working all day. I'm so tired. My boss done got him. No, hell no. Keep that same energy you had when you was at work. I need you to keep that same energy, Larry. Keep that same energy. Remember when you were so confident when you bet me that you saw somebody you thought you saw? You bet me $10, Larry. You bet me $10
dollars.
Then when you lost the bet, you was talking about, No, keep that same energy you had when you were so confident in that bet that you was making with me, Larry.
You keep that same energy.
Other radio stations, keep that same damn energy. I don't care today, Larry. I don't care. I need y'all to keep that same energy. Y'all was talking all that big boy noise. The power is off.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't plugged in.
Yeah.
They ain't this. They ain't that. Yeah. Keep that same energy when your ass outside like Eddie Kane was in the Five Heartbeats trying to get in the baby concert. Because we the only station they got tickets for. Y'all ain't getting in.
They
got
to go buy some.
I need some. I still got it. Dang. No, your ass ain't going to get in there. Huh?
What other radio station?
All the ones that be
what
saying.
What other radio station? What other radio station?
Oh, you're right, because after you get the Concord, you can't hear them no more. Okay, keep that same energy, Larry. Talking all that big boy noise when you're on the phone. These people be popping off. Drop your location. Let me see the blah, 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 blah. They drop the location. You pull up, and you know what they do? They call the cops. Who keep that same energy you had on the damn phone, Larry?
I would call the cops.
I'm going back. I'm talking again. Women, I'm mad today. Keep that same energy. I don't need no man to do nothing for me. You ain't got to pay for nothing. You got to do this. You got to do that. Amen. I don't need no man. All right, when we pull up in this Burger King line, when you got to pay for your own meal, keep that same damn energy, Larry.
When the bills come, keep that same energy.
Well, I got to live that too. That's different. That's a whole other story. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to tell you that to pay the bill, but I'm going to pay it if you don't. That's Larry, you're going a whole other direction right now. I got babies. They got to stay in the house.
Keep that same energy.
Y'all need to keep that same damn energy. I'm just mad today, Larry. I mean, everybody keep that same energy. Not you, Jessica, because you're my sister. You're a queen.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it.
At House Nation, when we come back, we got presidential hopeful Miss Senator Elizabeth Warren live on the phone in the Madhouse. Pod 88.
This report brought to you by Burke's Outlet, the Grand.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. It's the Madhouse. And in the building, it's them boys with them cups. Them plastic cup boys
the
in the building.
Them what?
Them boys with them cups.
Great intro. Amazing.
Them cups.
Them boys with them cups. Them plastic cup boys. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, man.
Welcome to the Queen City. Well, welcome back to the Queen City.
Y'all, appreciate y'all having us back, you know, because I heard there's a little violence out here. There's a little violence, but we appreciate the house. Keep the home coming. I appreciate it.
All I can say is by 6 o'clock, you need to be in your dressing room.
Okay, definitely. For sure. I'll make sure I'm in there.
I'm going to give you a warning because you out in those streets out at 6 o'clock. You might be missing a couple things.
Yeah, we stayed in the tourist area last night. We're going to stay in the tourist area tonight also.
So, man, a lot of folks know y'all has been on tour with Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart recently had an accident. So
what?
What was y'all? I mean, like, where were y'all during the accident? Did y'all talk to him? Have y'all spoken to him? Anything like that?
We were working that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, we was in Chicago, right?
Yeah. And Spank put the TMZ joint in the group chat, and I was like, he trying to mess up the money.
Ain't no playing around again.
Mess up the money.
But he's good, though. We talked to him. He's straight, though. He had to have a back brace and all that to help him walk a walker and all that, but he's good now. He's doing anything on his own now, though.
So when he's healed, I know y'all going to pick at him about it.
Oh, we already been picking at him. The accident happened on Saturday. We got back on Monday. I was picking at him at the hospital on Monday. Come on, man. I can't be laughing. I said, well, you're going to get these jokes.
Once you alive, then the jokes is on.
Is that the rule for the black folks? If you're alive, you're going to get these jokes.
Listen. And if you die, then you got a week.
y'all please tell them nothing is off limits. Tell them nothing is off limits.
Yeah, we do radio. We go at each other real bad, man.
I tell them all the time.
People
nothing
be like,
is
yo,
off-limits.
Y'all, are y'all really friends?
Y'all hit the Comedy Zone all weekend, man. Who else y'all got on the show with you?
We got my man Jonathan Martin is hosting for us, and that's it.
Okay.
And me and Spank, we just alternate headlining every show.
Yeah, we try to get you, Burberry, but they said your price went up, so we can't afford that.
Okay. Okay. You got to be on something for your price to go up, don't you? You got to have a job or something, don't you?
That's what the one person say who ain't on nothing.
Burberry, I got more appearances on Wildin' Out than you do.
Uh-oh.
I've been on Wildin' Out all week. When you been on that?
I'm going to put a poll up right now. How many of y'all saw Larry and his Beetlejuice head on Wildin' Out?
I got proof. I can show you all my notes I got from Wildin' Out.
Oh, you said you got notes?
Yeah, I got
notes. I'm going to say clips. You said you got
notes. I got the clips, too.
You got some video clips.
Yeah, I got clips, too.
You got screenshots.
Yeah.
I said, baby, pause the TV right there. That's me.
People hit me up. They was like, boy, that was you on Wildin' Out? Yeah, that's me. When last time they told you that, Burp?
Yesterday. When my episode aired.
You was on there yesterday?
Yes.
I didn't see you.
You know, Wildin' Out, they show like 30 episodes in a day.
They
do a marathon on you, so it's nothing for your episode to come on.
Yeah, I got two
appearances. Hold on, wait. Did you just shut down your episode?
Shade.
Did you just shut down?
Man, Naeem, you ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing, Burberry.
I was laughing and I was like, hold on, wait. He said.
That was a shot.
That was a damn shot,
in
man.
In case you didn't catch it.
I caught that one. He shot me in my shoulder.
I did two episodes too. I ain't say nothing on there though. Whole episode.
You were just on there chilling?
Just on there chilling.
You can't miss you though.
Yeah, they edit out everything I said though.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't get no buzzers.
They shoot for 2-3 hours for 27 minutes.
Yep.
If they don't show you, they don't like you.
Let me ask you all this. Of course, you can assume where the name came from, but how did y'all get the plastic cup?
Well, what did you assume?
I assume that y'all drink a lot.
Well, there it is.
This Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B.
I can't say he is. That a she?
We live on In the Madhouse. I told y'all it's a Friday fun day. It is action packed. We had Jermaine Dupri.
No. No way you're focused right now.
We had the cheerleaders.
Yeah, you're a professional.
We had
Larry, you're a professional.
We got the plastic. I tried to warn you.
We had Elizabeth Warren on the show. We got the plastic cup boys on the show. And coming up in our 9 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Boots Terrell,
who just walked in.
Say the name again.
Boots Terrell. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Let it be known, Naeem ain't said a word.
Naeem
is one word.
They said, if you ain't got nothing good to say.
Boots.
So just to let y'all guys know, every last Friday of the month, we have him come in and he does tarot card readings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the people in Charlotte, America.
Right. Naeem, would you like Spank said now?
No, I'm good.
Okay, after seeing him Spank, are you reconsidering?
No, I'm not reconsidering at all. He's not touching my hand.
He don't even touch your hand, though. He just, you know, you just ask him a question.
Yeah, I just feel like he want to touch my hand for some reason. Y'all got cameras in here? The people need to see this.
We go live on our Instagram page.
Okay, perfect.
You go live on your Instagram page, too?
Yeah, I'll go live, too.
Just okay, in the 9 o'clock hour. So you don't have no question about nothing, though?
Nah. Not for him.
Nah, I think I'm good. I think I'm straight. I am Gucci. Right now, what you got?
I ain't got nothing.
What about y'all? I'm sure, you know, y'all probably...
We ask some questions from time to time. We save it for the people, though.
It's joking, but he's actually very good.
He is very good. He's
very good at what he does.
Okay. Yeah, he told me some stuff one time that I had been dealing with, and he was definitely on point with it.
He was on point with it. Murphy?
Yeah, 100%.
Because, you know, we're different comedians. You know, we're different, so...
Yeah, I'm good.
You never got anything.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just want to make sure I'm not the only one saying that.
No. That's why I'm laughing. Because I said the same thing. Yeah, I'm good.
Everybody don't want the truth.
Lie to me.
Plastic Up Boys, Spank and Naeem live inside the Madhouse. They're going to be in the Comedy Zone all weekend. Y'all know him from the Kevin Hart tour, know him from their own tour. What's like the craziest thing that happened to you guys on tour?
Craziest thing.
I know it's got to be something because y'all been on that road for a minute. Y'all out there with
so
Kevin.
Much, man. I don't know.
I mean, I got to think about that.
I think we might have said this last time. The craziest thing to me, I think, when a guy had the tramp stamp of Kevin Hart's face on his lower back.
No, I don't remember that.
We don't remember that.
That might have been the craziest one for me.
Where was that? Atlanta.
I can't remember. No, I wasn't.
Stop it, Jessica.
I can't remember when it was. Probably. Dude wasn't like that, though.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he was. It was like a bed or something like that.
Oh, wow.
You know he wasn't black.
Yeah, of course not.
That makes sense. Like send all emails to
North Dakota or something. Who knows? But
it just came out that Wiz Khalifa has like multiple tattoos in honor of Snoop Dogg all over his body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's a big mentor.
Would y'all get a tattoo of another man on your body?
Nah. Kevin?
It got to be my daddy.
Your dad? You would do your dad?
Maybe my dad or if I had a son or something like that. Yeah. But
see how Jessica
it.
Make it sound? Oh, that's sweet.
That is nice.
That is nice, though.
Yeah, I know Kevin Durant no and Drake got other men on their body. Yeah. I can't do it.
I don't love
nobody that much.
I got my mama.
You know what? If somebody said you had to get a tattoo of a man on your body right now, it'd probably be Muhammad Ali.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
Statement.
Yeah, he did, so I would probably do something like that, too. No man alive. Man. Nobody alive. Yeah, nobody alive.
He gonna FaceTime you. Hey, look at what my nephew got. What?
So I was once a part of, you know, the greatest comedy show ever made, The Kings of Comedy. I'm on the movie.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm in the movie.
Hold on. Say what?
I'm in the movie. Screenshot or you in the movie?
No, I'm actually in the movie.
No, Naeem asked a very good question.
What were you doing?
I hosted them on the radio. So I was a part of it. If you watch the movie, I'm in the beginning of the movie.
I do remember him doing a radio interview.
Yeah, so that's me. Okay. I'm in the beginning of the movie. It was at the beginning of my career.
You just happened to be the radio.
Yeah. I just happened to be the radio.
Hey, we need you to fill out this paperwork.
Yeah, I actually had to fill out paperwork, and I did get a residual check for that burpee.
Did you get one check, or are you getting residuals for the DVD sales?
That ain't none of your business. But let me ask y'all, like, if y'all had to put, like, 3 or 4 comedians together at 4 Kings of Comedy right now, who would y'all put together?
They gotta be alive?
No, they don't have to be alive.
Well, you gotta be alive, you wanna pay the sin. Right now.
You put them on the road right now.
Yeah. Richard Pryor casket on stage.
Is Richard Pryor one of your favorites?
I like Richard. He's not somebody that inspired me to do comedy. He's a little bit before my time. Mm-hmm. If I had to go alive right now, I would go Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I go Kevin Hart, I go Dave Chappelle, And
it's a big budget.
And as the host, I'm going Jamie Foxx.
Ooh. Oh, that's dope. Okay. That'll be dope. That sound real good.
Man, all of them on fire already. You're not going to pay no $1,000 to see them four. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to go a little more new generation.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
Budget friendly.
Yeah, budget friendly.
Something you can actually get.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can't afford Naeem Shaw. What you got?
I'm going to go my boy killing right now. I'm going to go Lil Duval.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, who else is funny as hell?
The low-budget kings of comedy.
I'm going to go D-Ray Davis.
Lil Duval might want more money than all the people I just named.
Nah. Oh, because you do got that hit song. I forgot about that.
Nah,
but you can get him, though, for a good price. I talk to him. Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, Lil Rel.
I never seen Lil Rel do stand-up.
No disrespect to this list. No disrespect to this list. But they said kings.
Right.
These ain't kings of comedy.
He buzzing right now, though. That's how the kings was. The kings weren't the kings at the time. You had Martin. You had Chris Rock. You had all people that was killing.
But Bernie was
you
want
to go king versus kings. Them dudes was kings.
Ooh, nah.
Steve, DL, Bernie,
I think the kings of comedy made them kings. They was king underground.
Oh, no.
I'm interested in hearing Spank's last choice.
Yeah, I do want to hear Spank's last choice.
I'm going to put me on there. I'm as the host.
All right, King.
That's a good point.
I was going to put Naeem, but since he said
This is WPEG, Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's the 1G for Power 98.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for hip hop and R&B. We about to play everybody's favorite game show. You know how we do it. Are you
Black Smart?
We're going to let Spank and Naeem play today. We're going to let them ask the questions today.
Okay.
570 WPEG, Charlotte's plug. If you want to win these tickets, man, it's Power 98. Hot Girl Summer. Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart? Good morning.
Cat.
What up, Cat? Cat, we're gonna play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two to three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
All right, I got you.
What? All right, we got the Plastic Cup boys in the building. Naeem and Spank, they going to drop these questions on you.
I got one.
Go ahead, Spank.
If you're black and you're smart, how did you make bubbles for your bubble bath?
Good one.
That's a good one.
Body wash or shampoo?
Body wash or shampoo.
Soap. Okay.
We'll take
hello. I'm gonna say
she
a little
said,
palm
she said
off.
She said this soap.
Come on, Joy.
She said shampoo. She said this soap.
Wash.
She said body wash or shampoo.
And then she said this soap at the end. Yeah, she said this soap.
This show, she good.
You got it. Naeem, what you got for?
On the Jamie Foxx show, what artist was it that Jamie and Braxton got into it and they did a little showdown? What music artist was it?
I don't know. R. Kelly?
Nah.
All right. Your third and final question, you get this right, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black car. Go ahead, Bert.
All right. If you're in the hood, how long does it take for a black couple to get married?
Forever.
For damn ever. You right.
You got it.
I'll accept that.
You got it. Insane. 10 and up.
They put little rubber bands on their fingers talking about they married. Because you're Black Smart, we are going to give you NBA 2K20. I can tell you want to play that game. You got to tell us what station hooked you up.
No, her man in the background want to play.
Oh, homeboy. We're going to give you 2K, boy. You ain't got to pay for it. Tell us what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
No limit. Larry.
On approved credit, see dealer for details.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And you know it's a Friday. It's a Friday that Boots is in the building. You just going to take Naeem, Mike?
Yeah, you can do mine. You can use mine.
I need somebody's mic.
Here, switch with me.
There you go. Just get yourself together, young fella.
I'm already together. I'm waiting on everybody else to catch up. Good morning, Charlotte. How y'all doing?
Good morning. You ready to do this?
I'm always ready to read.
Welcome to the Madhouse.
I've been here before.
Welcome back to the Madhouse.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to make your gay acquaintance.
My what?
Gay acquaintance.
I ain't gay.
You have to add gay to everything to desensitize people.
No, you don't. No,
but
add gay.
But
nobody
ask you. My don't philosophy is my philosophy.
But don't add gay to me.
You said don't ask gay?
I said don't add gay to me.
Okay. I hope you have a great gay day.
Yeah, okay. This conversation about to be over. Do it in seconds.
How you doing, No Limit?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, it's time to get these.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm ready to get.
We asked Naeem and Spank. Y'all need a reading today?
No, I'm good. I'm straight.
You don't need one?
I feel like these readings are going to be so ghetto. I don't know why, but I feel like they're going to be so ghetto.
Do I take you as a ghetto type of individual?
I mean, I was. I'm trying to, you know, prosper and get past that.
Don't worry.
I'm trying.
Prosperousness is in the cards, but it ain't going to be in yours because my ghetto self ain't going to read you. Now, where's your plastic cup, darling?
So let me ask Naeem and Spank. If y'all had to read Boots, what would y'all say? What would y'all need to be?
This been a
funny. Ain't nothing to read. I mean, well, first of all, what do you identify as?
I'm gender fluid. It doesn't matter. Gender's not that important to me.
Gender fluid?
Okay. Fluid.
What does that mean?
Either
male or female.
Yeah, so in some cultures they call me a girl, in some cultures they call me a man. So either way, I don't really get offended by whichever pronoun.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me.
My brother asked me to refer to him as a girl, but his name's still James.
Well, that's your brother's problem. But I think that he is an individual who is discovering his gender, and I think that it's respectful nowadays to ask which pronoun you want to go by. But I just got back from Miami, you know, doing some nice television appearances and things, and everybody called me a girl down there, and I wasn't used to that because everybody in Charlotte be like, hey, what's up, bro? No, and I got a lace front on thicker than they aunties, but it's cool.
All right, so let's get to these reads. My homeboy texted in. He said you read him last time, and you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
He said, and I'm going to tell you, he's one of the people, he wasn't a believer.
He wasn't.
But now, he wants another reading.
He wants another
His name is Boss of the City, and he wants to know if he going to get some money.
Money?
Yeah. He tunes into the Madhouse on a date.
All right, give me one
representing the North.
It's not going to fall out of the sky. He's going to have to work for it. I do believe that he has a couple of things that he's already planted seeds for to actually reap harvest from. It doesn't look like it's going to happen until the beginning of next year. There is money there that somebody owes him that could come back around in December of this year. The Elder's showing up in reverse, which basically means that he's not being as responsible as he could be with the money that he has. So if you can't be responsible with the money that you got, how's God supposed to bless you with some more?
You heard that, boss. Stop throwing all that money in the club. Ain't you seen Snowfall? He got something to work, believe that. Okay. I'm just kidding, boss.
Damn, did we just dry snitch on that?
Yeah. Nah. Come on, Tekashi, what you doing?
No Limit
Tekashi, what's going on?
I'm just joking, that's my homie. Don't just text my phone, boy.
What's going on? Oh, damn.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Jania,
and you like a reading. What do you want to know about?
Whatever you got to tell me, I'm good.
Now, you got to ask a question. Like, do you have a question about your love life, general reading, or what do you want to know?
I have a question about my love life. What direction is it going?
Now, Lemmy, you just make me so proud. You know what a general reading is. I done introduced you into this realm.
Man, listen, okay. We about to go on the road.
Well, let's go. I'm ready. Okay, so you said something about your love life as of right now. The number 3 shows up in terms of either separating with someone or being with somebody that you're trying to separate from. I'll say that the first card here is fear, so I don't know if you were once controlled in your relationship or anything like that. And you're breaking out of that now, or you have the desire to break out of that as of right now. You're a very attractive person, but I think that sometimes you become a little bit self-conscious, especially when you've attuned your energy to somebody else who's controlling it. I'll say new love is on the horizon if you would like it to be. If you are currently in a situation for like 3 months, or you've been talking to somebody for 3 weeks, 3 days, the number 3 is very prevalent here. But you got to stop being in control, honey, because you the boss. Okay.
You being in control?
Not at all. Kind of odd, and I've been with my guy for 18 years plus.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, he controlling somebody.
How about your love life then? Y'all been together 18 years.
It might not be you, but he controlling somebody.
Yeah, and the number.
This is what you do. Go to the gas station, get them pills. They got the yellow jacket on the front.
Oh, God. Oh, this is
get you three of them.
Watch your love life. Boom!
Bang. What's your IG? He said you're attractive. I want to see if he's good. What's your IG?
She gone. Papa 98, good morning.
Hello?
Hey, you got
hey,
a question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
Good.
What's
what
your
would
question?
You like to know?
Yes, I just would like a general reading.
Sure. One moment. All right. So, I think that somebody
are
has...
Are your cars stuck together?
Oh, yeah, they was because they was at the beach. They was at the beach in the ocean with me.
Larry.
What I say is the Shiva card is upright. Has somebody of a female texture made you upset recently?
Yes.
Okay. So, the Ravage card shows up in reverse, which means that you didn't express yourself to this person that pissed you off, right?
Yes.
You bubbling over. I'm going to say around Wednesday of next week, you might let her have it in a way that it might not be as educated as I know that you can deliver. Bootstopia is also in reverse, which means that you are a sensitive person. So when people hurt your feelings, you carry that with you. I say try to release it in creative ways before you actually lay them hands on that woman.
Yes.
We got more boots, man.
Power 98 is dropping the new album from the number one artist in the game.
You thought I was me while I hop on the plane.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B boots. Tarot is in the
building. We in the building.
It's a Boots Friday, it and is. He's doing these readings live. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Tutu.
Tutu.
She just made it up.
No, she didn't make that up. She, you know, go ahead, Tutu. How
my
you doing,
name,
baby?
I've been Tutu my whole life.
Hey, Tutu, I wore me a Tutu in my
ear. Pretty brown eyes.
I grew up with a girl named Tutu.
Did you?
Yeah.
You probably.
Might have been her.
I wasn't her, but I grew up with a girl.
I know you did. Tutu, what would be your question?
I just wanted to know about health and finances.
Health and finances. All right. So, health-wise, we've been going through some things. I feel like you've got a handle on the things you've been going through right now. Have you recently changed either a diet regimen or a medicine regimen for your health?
Working on it.
Trying
yes,
something
sir.
New. All right. Well, it looks like you're going to feel actually better next season. And I know we're in the season of autumn, so that's the season of winter. That would, to me, happen around like later October. Whatever you're doing now, I will be consistent with that, and you do feel better. In terms of your finances, you've been waiting. What you waiting on?
Do I have to say it on the radio?
You ain't gotta say it on the radio. If it's child support, it's coming. If it's that Social Security, it's coming. And if it's
I won't know. I'm nosy.
Is it still your
time? You wanna know?
Yeah.
I've been sick for 3 years and I've been waiting.
You've been waiting on disability to come through?
Basically.
November. Okay. I'll give you a specific date, November 13th or 14th of 2019 is yours.
All right, now.
All right. Report back with a recept.
Power 98, good morning. You on with Boots.
Hi, Boots.
Hey, how are you doing? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
My lace front got sand in it, but I'm still here to read. How may I help you today?
I'm sick of him.
Can I have a reading about my love life?
Sure. Are you single or with somebody right now?
It's complicated.
Okay. Is it complicated? Because I feel like somebody's here.
Kinda.
Okay,
he was there last night.
He was there when?
Last night.
That was you that was there last
night.
That
wasn't me. Oh, I was at home.
You was where?
At home.
I'm just making sure where you was at. The gym boots card shows up upright. You have an eye for love at this moment in time. I think you were a hopeless romantic. You the type to cry at movies.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't go to the movies with you, girl. Been wet up the popcorn with tears. The shade is upright as well here, too, so somebody betrayed you in the past. I think you might be carrying that into a new situation, which is why you're apprehensive about cashing your check on somebody. But it's cuffing season. And what you do during cuffing season, Burpee?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's the one who's married, too, so he don't know what to do. You will have somebody to cuff up with by December of 2019. You said we regular.
Yeah, we don't do cuffing season.
Which I do.
We just turn the heat up.
Thank you, sweetheart. Make sure you follow me on the gram.
Bye, Daddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
How you doing, baby? You all right?
I'm good. I'm at work.
Okay, cool. You over there cheating on your job with me. I'm cool with it. How can I help you?
I just want a general reading.
A general reading. You sure can. Why does this card keep coming up right
here?
She's
got her hand over the microphone on her head.
Yeah, so her boss can't see her getting a reading in the middle of her working her shit.
I'm just trying to get a general reading.
So,
tell me about my boss.
You got a problem with somebody that was after something that you wanted.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Jezebel is in reverse, so somebody was after something that you actually claimed to. What am I talking about, Larry?
I mean.
Exactly. Then you have the Carmen card that shows up in reverse. Jessica, what's on that card? Me with blood on it, and what's in the
Boozy on your period?
Nah, you always asking me if I'm on my dang on period. I get tired of that. I don't have those, okay, baby, like Meg be saying, violence in October. So make sure that you do everything that you can to prevent that from happening if you want to take the high road. Now, if I took the high road, I still would lay hands on them because it looks.
I know
like,
her name. What's I know her name. Who Latoya.
Is it Toya?
No.
Girl, honey, she got real quiet. Got you quiet. Might be on the phone.
She's saying no. That just came to me. I had a vision.
Nah, but I think.
Impaired.
How can I put this? I think that you would be just in whatever repercussions that you enlist, but I'm not going to tell you to be a gangster on this person. But they violated her, and I feel like she
Penny.
Wants her revenge. Penny Proud.
Her name, Penny came to me from Good Times.
Shut up,
Penny. Perfect. From Good
you
Times.
You going to fight her like Penny Mama did?
No, you said Penny because that's how you got in your bank account. Next caller.
I'm we a thousand now.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse. Boots, Tarot live inside the Madhouse. Boots, give out your information, man.
I'm having a great time with everybody. I am Boots. I am the hip hop oracle, intuitive reader, gay extraordinaire. I give accurate readings to everybody. And that girl, that number three that happened earlier.
No, Naeem said don't do that.
Don't say it.
Naeem said don't do that.
Don't do
he
it.
He had a very good reason. As
nah,
because
she tried to play you, though. She tried to play
she
me
did.
Like you wasn't on point, though.
She did. So I'm going to let you tell her what happened.
I ain't telling it. It's
well,
I'll
just
job.
Tell her my information because I ain't going to try that baby girl and ruin her heart like that.
You know what? Give this, me information about, and she can.
Okay, and then she can contact me.
You talking about the girl who said she was,
you know the first
she was in
girl,
a relationship with
the man
with
for, 18
for 18 years
and said, and was confused about this control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said that he might not be controlling you, but he controlling somebody.
And what's the number three got to do with it? Burpee.
Nothing, Burpee. Don't do that.
He knocking
it
down.
All right, I'm Boots, everybody. BOOTZTAROT on Instagram. We have a good time with psychic ability. I am genuine with my craft, and I try to assist everybody that I can with my goals and ambitions. This year, I was able to do the BET Awards with everybody, read everybody from The Game to Iggy Azalea and Megan Thee Stallion through Power 98, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here once more.
Praise All right, God. Man. Appreciate you, Boots.
Am I done?
Yeah, you're done.
Well, wait, I gotta say something.
What's saying?
You just saying something.
Okay, bye.
You trying to see Chance rapping in my...
I love you. Thank you for giving me this pedestal, and I aim to make you proud.
And, of course, you know we got the Plastic Cup Boys still live here
in the
Madhouse.
I'm trying to find a plastic cup.
They're
going to
be performing at the Comedy Zone all weekend, y'all. Go ahead and shout your people out. Tell them the show signs.
We there tonight, 7 to 9:30.
Sounds about right.
7:30, 9:45
tonight. What's Saturday?
7 to 9:30
man. Yeah. Four shows left. Last night was amazing. Get y'all butts in the thing. We're going to have a good time tonight
get
and tomorrow.
Butts in the thing.
I didn't say what I wanted to say.
It's okay. You can say get your ass in the show. You can say it.
That ain't what I was going to say.
All right. Never mind.
Your ass in this mother.
No. We'll see y'all on Monday. But before we leave, we got a Madhouse Power 98 exclusive. You won't hear this one nowhere else. Black Youngster, Tory Lanez, G-Eazy. It's the official cut up remix. Here it is. We the plug, man. It's Power 98.
Broke boy gon' run if he ain't getting no money.
Run.
Cut up. Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh. Dot. Cut up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.